All right, welcome back to the program. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues. My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host for today's program. Thank you so much for listening to this program. You know, I've been doing this now for a few months, maybe 3 months, and I really just can't get enough of this. One thing I realized is that I thought I knew everything about blues. Well, I won't say everything. I thought I knew a lot about blues. But here we go. I start doing a blues program. I start doing research. I start watching videos and interviews, and come to find out, I knew very little about the blues. As Billy Gibbons says, let's peel the onion. And I've been peeling this onion pretty good, and I just can't believe of the stuff that I have discovered so far. You know, people think it's just a simple genre with three chords and just sing sad songs and everything, but it's so much more to it. There's so many different styles of blues, genres of the blues, and the history of the blues. It's just amazing. It's just a story that, I don't know, they should make a really good movie about it one day. Well, they have made a few movies, but nobody wants to watch a documentary. I kind of like Cadillac Records myself, about Chess Records in Chicago and Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and Willie Dixon and those guys, Etta James. That was a really good movie, in my opinion, anyway. But like I said, we like to listen to some blues songs on this radio show as well. And we're going to start off with Mr. Tab Benoit from Houma, Louisiana. And this song right here is These Blues Are All Mine.
Thank you. it sends shivers down my spine.
These blues are all mine from Mr. Tab Benoit. Tab Benoit's from down in Houma, Louisiana. I think that's spelled H-O-U-M-A. Correct me if I'm wrong. Fabulous guitarist. And I love the way he almost has that Louisiana sound to him. You know, down there in Houma, that's pretty much right in the heart of the bayou. That's where also where that show was filmed. What is that? Swamp People. And not only does he live down there, he lives the life. He has a fish camp down there, and he's into hunting and fishing. He's into the preservation. Now, I mentioned this before. I don't know if you started it or was a major part of Voice of the Wetlands. And a proceeds from most of his, well, a lot of his amp sales and his live music performances, a portion of that goes to Voice of the Wetlands. He's very avid down there trying to restore the receding coastline of southern Louisiana. Those hurricanes just make a major mess down there. And Tab is just a really cool guitar player. He started off as a drummer, believe it or not. And he said, well, everybody in Louisiana played the drums. And in an interview, he said he kind of takes a drummer's approach toward guitar playing, which is something I'd never heard before, but it certainly explains his timing. And if you listen to some of the Zydeco rhythms he plays, I can hear the drums in his playing. It's very time-oriented. The beat's dead on, and it's constant. It's almost like he's playing rhythm and lead at the same time, which is not an easy thing to do, to say the least. Let's do some more Tab Benoit. Here's Traveling South.
Trying to work my way back home. about settling down. But I got so many more miles until I reach the next town. I'm traveling south. I'm traveling south. I'm traveling south. Traveling south. Traveling south, trying to work my way back home.
Traveling South, Mr. Tab Benoit. From Houma, Louisiana, hot guitar player with them Zydeco rhythms, and you can hear the Louisiana Bayou, the Louisiana Bayou all over his music right there. Well, it looks like we ran out of time. Time travels when you're having fun. I hate to say that it's time for this show to end, but that's just the way it is. But hey, you know, we come on every week, and if you have any requests, comments, or anything, drop in. Come by the studio. We're here right here on, 41 Pumpkin Girl Lane. We're on Pumpkin Girl Lane right off Highway 61. Or drop us a line, WVFFradio.com, and tell us what you think about the show, a request, or anything you like to say. If you're a blues musician or you feel you have a lot to offer to the show, drop us a line. Maybe we'll get you in the studio here. We'll put some headphones on and turn you loose. But anyway, that's it for today's show. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. You have listened to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7.